Google releases next generation AI tools for Gmail collaboration and cloud software. Microsoft-backed OpenAI releases ChatGPT-4, calls latest AI model multimodal. Crypto bank Anchorage Digital lays off 20% of its staff amid shutdowns and looming uncertainties. Realme C55 India price, color options, RAM and storage configurations leaked ahead of March 21 launch. OpenAI's GPT-4 exhibits human-level performance, will respond to both image and text inputs. Samsung Galaxy S23 FE with Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Generation 1 SoC may launch in Q4 2023. Google unveils a flurry of artificial intelligence tools for its email collaboration and cloud software, taking aim at Microsoft days before its rival is expected to make a similar announcement. A company official demonstrated to reporters in a replay of last month's dueling chatbot launches by the tech giants. Alphabet has touted a magic wand for its popular Google Docs software that can draft a marketing blog, training plan, or other text, then revise its tone at users' discretion. Alphabet has also said its AI will be able to summarize message threads in Gmail, craft slide presentations, personalize customer outreach, and take meeting notes as part of its upgrade to Google Workspace, a product suite with billions of users on free and paid accounts. OpenAI, the creator of chatbot sensation ChatGPT, has said it is beginning to release a powerful artificial intelligence model known as GPT-4, setting the stage for even more human-like technology to proliferate. The startup, funded by Microsoft, has said in a blog post that its latest technology is multi-modal, meaning images as well as text prompts can spur it to generate content. The text input features will be first available to ChatGPT Plus subscribers and to software developers, with a wait list, while the image input ability remains a preview of its research. Anchorage Digital has decided to trim its staff, adding another incident to the streak of fateful events that have shaken up crypto banks in the US. Citing regulatory uncertainty, the San Francisco-based bank has laid off 20% of its workforce, leaving 75 employees jobless. The decision was sealed on March 14 following the dramatic shutdowns of three crypto-friendly lenders, Silvergate Bank, Signature Bank, and the Silicon Valley Bank last week. Realme C55 price in India, along with RAM and storage configurations, have been leaked online ahead of its official launch in the country on March 21. The C-series smartphone is tipped to come in three RAM and storage options with up to 8GB of onboard memory and a maximum of 128GB storage. The Realme C55 could be offered in three color options: Rainforest, Rainy Night, and Sun Shower. The handset originally debuted in Indonesia earlier this month. It is powered by a MediaTek Helio G88 SoC and is backed by a 5000 mAh battery with support for 33-watt Super VOOC charging. The company behind the ChatGPT app that churns out essays, poems, or computing code on command has released a long-awaited update of its artificial intelligence technology that it said would be safer and more accurate than its predecessor. GPT-4 has been widely awaited ever since ChatGPT burst onto the scene in late November, wowing users with its capabilities that were based on an older version of OpenAI's technology known as a large language model. A company blog has said, "We have created GPT-4, the latest milestone in OpenAI's effort in scaling up deep learning," adding that the AI technology exhibits human-level performance on some professional and academic tasks. Samsung Galaxy S23 FE launch event might be hosted later this year. There have been several reports on the web suggesting the discontinuation of the Samsung Galaxy Fan Edition series. This is further supported by Samsung not launching the Galaxy S22 FE so far. Contradicting the previous reports is a new leak by a Korean blog which claims that the Samsung Galaxy S23 FE does exist. According to a report, the Samsung Galaxy S23 FE will launch in the last quarter of 2023.